This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're wrong.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Thursday. How's everybody doing?
Not bad. Not bad.
Good.
I just looked up, and this lady's hat is I don't know who this is.
What do you mean you don't know who that is?
Who is that?
Dude, that's freaking It's Hannah Storm,
It is Hannah Storm.
You don't know.
That's Hannah Storm.
That's Hannah Storm?
That's Hannah Storm.
Are you certain?
Dude, she's a legend. I thought you were, like, attracted to her and stuff.
No, that's Suze. Come on.
Oh. Yeah, that's Hannah Storm.
The best part is Rob turned around and went with the, you don't know who that,
dude,
and then
that's
he had to pause because
I forgot her name, but it's there Hannah
was
Storm.
I can't believe you don't. Yeah, it's there was a little pause there.
But God, I was
so,
did I not call it?
You had it. You
I
had
was
it.
So Thank you. Hoping that you were drawing a blank right there.
Yeah, well, I didn't draw a blank. That's she's a legend. Look at her.
Well,
look at her.
She was wearing.
Look at all that
why
Botox.
Why was she standing in front of a bunch of cows and wearing that hat?
Dude, I gotta tell you, I've never seen so much Botox in my life.
Wasn't it her who got her face like burned off and then had to get a bunch of work done?
Oh my!
She had her face burned off.
I think she did. I think she had like some sort of kitchen or fire accident.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we've all had that.
My the BTJ watches.
Suk, he's not getting caught in a house fire.
No, I said I'm not dying in a house fire. You can get caught in one. I'm just going out a window.
Somehow gonna survive it.
I've stated this.
You get caught in a house fire, but you wouldn't die. Like,
can
smoke
you
doesn't
not
affect you.
I will go out a window again. I'm gonna have some injuries. Am I dying from it? No, I'm not. Stand by that.
What if you can't see the window?
You don't know where the windows are in your house.
You can't find it. Maybe you're going.
Yeah. I would like it corrected. I didn't
eyes.
Say I couldn't die in any house fire. I said I wouldn't die in my house fire. You could set my house on fire however you want
Wow.
and put me in any room, and I am getting out.
Yeah. I don't know that you are.
There is a window, and I am diving through said window.
I think that's what most people in house fires say, and then they die.
I'm going to get burned. I accept that. Probably going to get some cuts. Maybe get a broken bone if I got to go out a second floor window.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not dying in the fire.
I think we need to put this to the test.
Set my house on fire?
Yeah.
There's no way to do that.
Well, I mean, I could do it. It's just I don't really
want
to go to jail.
With your permission, sign a waiver or something. You know,
I don't want my house to burn down.
Would you let me get involved?
Yeah, would you sign a waiver and let me burn your house?
No, that would be a bit problematic.
What if I guaranteed you insurance money?
Again, no.
What if it was a big old bit?
Well, then maybe.
And insurance was in on it.
Well, you got to be careful with that, because remember when I lived out on Sooks Mountain, my neighbor burned down his shanty, and he went to jail for that. Turns out that not only do you get hit with insurance fraud, but you also get arson charges.
Well, not always.
Well, he did. So, sorry, Kevin. And then you just had the ramshackled remains of his shed. So I'm going to go ahead and say no to that. And again,
right.
I'm open to the idea. If you're sleeping and the smoke gets you and you don't know, I understand that. But as a grown man... And I can be like, oh no, my house is on fire.
On fire emojis.
And I'm in my bedroom. Guess what's in my bedroom? Windows. Kids' room, windows. Living room, windows. Downstairs, any room I'm at. Kitchen, windows.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy.
Do you not think that you couldn't run through and bust out a window and jump out of your house?
Well, I think, I only have a one-story house.
Yeah. So. Even better for you.
Yeah, but again, I don't make any proclamations that I wouldn't die in my house.
What's going to get you?
Well, maybe the fire.
Probably being asleep when it happens and being surrounded.
What did I just say?
Outside of that, but what I'm saying that I think there's got to be some. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in a house fire.
Me neither.
But there's got to be. I mean, so many people have been in house fires and they know their house and they're perfectly capable, just like you, and yet they still die. Why? I don't know why that is, but whatever that is, is what would get
me. This is my working theory. One, you get caught while you're asleep and the smoke gets you.
No, we're saying outside of that.
The other one is you're trying to rescue other people, or you're trying to save momentum. I'm not saving anyone. I'm not trying to get my dog.
Screw your family.
No, that way it would get me. But if you put me in my house, I stand by it in any room. You could light the entire house on fire from the outside. The place is going up, and you put me in a room in my house, and I don't have to save a kid. I don't have to save a dog. I am getting out of my house. I stand by that. You die from smoke inhalation, or from rescuing. You're like, oh my God, my dog's inside. I have to go back. Or you're trying to rescue a baby. A grown man, again, it's like you can run through fire. You are going to get burned. But as long as you're running through the fire to get outside and my big ass hurtling towards a window, I'm going through that window.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to get burned. I'm going to get cut. I'm not going to die.
Look, it's a bad take.
It's not a bad take.
It's a bad take, but we'll let you have it.
I didn't mean to
Whatever.
Bring this can of worms to the opening segment.
Yeah, right. We need to just move on from it. Hopefully... your house doesn't light up in flames.
And this guy's
saying, if it does,
go out a window.
I didn't do it.
Well, and this guy's saying Sook sounds like the same guy that says he can beat a chimpanzee in a fight. No.
Yes.
I can't beat a chimpanzee. I can't beat a hippo. I'm not.
You can beat a python, though.
And Will Darkins can beat a hippo.
Yeah. All of this
didn't
sort
you
of...
once proclaim you would not be constricted by a
No, I said
snake?
Pythons don't kill grown men. They don't.
Okay.
Ever. They
kill
children.
God, that was Hannah Storm. All right.
It's not my fault that you're a beta male that's going to die in a weak-willed way.
I love your confidence, but it's not happening. It's cute, but you know, it's fine. I like the confidence. It gives you a better chance anyway. How about that?
I'm not going down.
Sounds like we have a hung jury and we'll need a retrial at another date.
That's right. In other words, move the hell on. God.
Call the bros at Window Nation. Gonna need some new windows. Yeah, I will need some new windows.
Well, they'll install them for
you. Guys, move on.
Probably need a new house.
You know,
at that
they
point.
Have a 50-point inspection when they install a window.
Can they install a window 50. That makes it easier for me to burst through Kool-Aid Man style when my house is on fire?
Well, I do think. Aren't there codes and when you build and fire and that? You know, there's a lot of like. Was it egress or whatever is what they call it? And it's like,
I don't know, but there is codes. Yes.
Yeah, there are codes. Yes. And it's like, so you have to put certain windows in certain places and you have to have a plan, you know, a plan of attack.
Got
to
have a plan.
Like when we were in school as kids.
Mm-hmm.
we would go through the fire drills.
Yeah. And, stop, drop, and roll.
We would do it multiple times and yet still never know where the hell we were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Luckily, there was never a fire.
No. When I moved into my house, the guy that lived there before me was a fireman, and he had fire ladders in all of the rooms.
Oh, that's great.
The upstairs rooms.
See, that's a smart man, right?
Yeah, yeah, the rope ladders.
Yeah. Maybe you should do that. Then I'd give you a better chance.
I don't know whatever hat. I don't know. They might be in the garage, which is probably the worst place for the fire ladders, but they're there.
You got to run out to the garage and climb them.
Hold on, everybody. Got to go down to the garage. Then I got to get back up. Here's the ladder. The second floor of our house isn't that, it's not that far. We got smoke detectors.
All right. Well, big show. So they say.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
It's a big show.
We've got a, just yesterday we were talking about how, you know, we talk about money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the big money being thrown around. And
monies.
We talk about billions. Like, and we just cut off $250 million,
yeah,
rounding up.
Yeah. The reports are like, it's around $4 billion. No, it's $4.25 billion.
Well, do you think it's a coincidence that today we find out that Phil Knight has donated $2 billion to OHSU Cancer Research?
I know.
Do you think that's a coincidence?
You think he waited? Like, why?
Well, remember, his bid for the Zers,
yes,
was $2 billion. The day after it is announced that the Blazers sell, he says, oh, you know what? I'll give $2 billion over here.
It's like,
You think that's a coincidence?
Well, he did say that he was no longer, when the team went for sale, he did release a statement saying that he was no longer interested.
No, I know that.
Yeah, maybe that is.
I feel like this is a kind of a high and tight from Phil Knight.
I guess. But who's at a high and, like, you think Jody Allen cares? She's like, I got 4.25.
No, I think it's a like, hey man, I was willing to step up.
Yeah.
And I was denied. Ignored.
Yeah.
And now I'm stepping up again.
Yeah.
Because I'm a
badass. Look what else I could do with my money.
Yeah, that's right.
And he already donated a bunch of money to the Albina neighborhoods and now this. Because I think he is one of those guys that has said that he's going to give away most of his fortune.
But imagine giving $2
billion? I know. That's a lot.
God, just writing a check?
And it said, and I didn't like, because I read the little article, and it said record-breaking, but like, it didn't.
Yeah. They don't know, but they say it's the largest. They're claiming that it's possible that it is the largest single donation to any entity ever.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I wanted like some sort of list. Like, that's a lot.
I mean, it's pretty vague.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
$2 billion.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was probably pretty rarefied air.
Yeah, you know? I was gonna say that's.
You could probably verify that.
Yeah, but imagine though, like for a guy like, because what's Phil? Is Phil like 30 something?
No, I think he's in his 80s.
No.
Thank you.
I like it. Right, you know what? Well played. What's Phil? I thought Phil was like in the 30s.
Well, Nike, you know.
Yeah, it's long. Yeah. Well, Phil's old. He's worth $36 billion.
That's down.
But I mean.
Poor guy.
See,
you think he's cut back at all?
No.
No.
So this is the thing. Dude, you have $36 billion and you wrote a check. And I know some of that obviously is, you know, a lot of it is just in stock, but imagine writing a check for $2 billion and having it have absolutely zero impact on your life whatsoever.
Dude, it's nuts.
Cuz he's in his 80s. He's
Almost. Is he
He is 87.
Yeah.
He's 87.
You're getting up there.
So, look, Phil could have donated 10. Do we have to shame him? We're like, really, Phil, 2?
Well, like you said, I mean, those guys that are uber rich like that, they give away all their money anyway.
Exactly.
Or most of it.
Yeah.
And so this is probably just the start of that.
Yeah.
But, that's
like,
just crazy.
When Bezos or Musk, when they get into their 80s, are we just going to see, are we just seeing
you
like,
lining up, hand out?
I don't think it's like,
charity here.
Well, we had the guy from, like, the question becomes, if you had $40 billion, let alone the 180, or aren't they saying that Musk at one point may be a trillionaire?
Oh, yeah.
He'll be made the first one.
Yeah, dude, he's like,
yeah, it's a whole
exponentially.
Other. Yeah, it's just.
Let me see what
but
he's
But let's just give you a nice round number, right? You got $100 billion. You got $100
billion.
You got $100 billion. So you don't have to do one thing, but like. So you're doing like $2 billion to cancer research. Like what?
He's worth $418 billion.
$418 billion. Like what would you think about if you really wanted to? Could you end world poverty? Could you end homelessness? Could you end, could you transform a city? Like we've talked about, if you in Portland, right, with the whole, you know, we had new owners and, you know, entertainment districts, would you take, like, this is our city. We love this city. Would you take $15 billion and build a brand new state-of-the-art arena where the Lloyd Center sits and then redevelop everything down to the, like, literally just take your own money and be like, I'm going to build you a new heart of the city and just give it to, here, take it. I don't need it. I'm dying. But for the rest of, eternity, that will be known as Ropville. Like Wrigleyville, it will be Ropville.
That has a ring to it.
And it's just right in the middle of the city, and the arena forever will be the Isaac Ropp Arena. And you never need to, because it's free, you never need a naming right for it. Like, I think that'd be amazing. You could transform a city. You could overnight change the world with that kind of money. You could literally go in and buy, like, how many of those little mini houses? You could build thousands upon thousands of mini houses and end homelessness. Now, I get it, and there's drug addiction and all that, but you could essentially make sure that there would never be someone that had to sleep on the streets ever again. You have that kind of power, and yet, you know, it never happens.
Well, they spread it around.
It's just like
Paul's donated a lot.
What would you do if you had $100 billion? Well, what would be your one thing that you would?
It's a good question.
Yeah,
I haven't really thought about it because that's really not ever going to happen.
I don't have that money either.
I like to live in reality, but
some there are people out there that literally could change the world with and really not have it impact them.
Yeah, it says Musk is on track to be a trillionaire by 2027. So. Couple years.
Yeah, I mean, 418 million is, or a billion.
Yeah.
Because, like, just a couple years ago, it was like 100 billion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just.
Yeah. That bridge that we're trying to build for 6 billion or 7 billion, that's done. You name it after your mom or your dad or.
You're paying for it?
Well.
I'm not.
If I had 400 billion, you know what? If I had 400 billion, I would build that bridge.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'd be like, you know what? This bridge is on me. Here you go. I think I would transform a city. I think that would be an amazing, lasting impact. I would try to make Portland my home. I would try to make that the best city in the world.
I'd just build a state of golf courses.
Buy a chunk of Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's cold. Arizona, maybe. It's
right.
I know you can't golf year round.
Maybe I mean, there's a lot of wasted space in Nevada.
That's true. It's very hot.
I know, but I have enough money. I can fix that.
Big fans.
Yeah.
The windmills, they're driving the wheels crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But you're right. It's like when you have that kind of money and they always donate, like they always get shamed into donating it, most of it.
Yeah.
You know, Buffett, Gates, all these dudes. And you never really, I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like you see so you see today, back to the original point, Phil Knight donates $2 billion, Phil and Penny. Yeah. $2 billion to the Cancer Institute, the Knight Cancer Institute?
Yeah, OHSU.
What?
I don't know.
What will come of that?
Does that cure any? I don't know.
I mean, I know they're working their ass off up there, and they need the funding, and it's an important thing.
So what
thing.
Rob's saying is, hey, cancer bros, let's cure something. Let's go.
Well, yeah, you just got $2 billion.
Let's speed it up. Well, my daughter is pre-med at PSU. She wants to go to school, and she wants to do research. Maybe 10 years down the road, my daughter will benefit from this $2 billion grant.
Maybe so.
And then not cure anything, we can shame her. We're like, damn it.
Misspent. Half of it's missing.
And that's, there's probably some truth.
That's how that works.
There's probably some, what do they call those, pork projects, little sliver here, a little sliver there. Hey, we need a lot of meetings about how to spend this money, and those meetings will take place in Hawaii, Vegas, New Orleans, perhaps, Miami. Maybe a strip club or two, you know.
It is a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
But, alas, we're not going to solve that problem.
No, we are not.
Nor do we have that problem.
No. I don't have to.
I don't know about you, but trust me,
when I die, the vast Sukanic fortune is not going to be fought over. I can assure you of that.
All right. Wait. Michigan hasn't learned its fate yet? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm a balloon.
On the Fan. Next. Bye. That's right. It is Isaac and Souk primetime. Coming up in our next seggy, the Blazers schedule is out.
Yes.
And we are going to go through it game by game and tell you exactly how the Blazers will do next season.
Well, and we actually know that the Blazers are not the least exciting team in the NBA.
Blazers.
How do you know that?
8 nationally televised games. Bunch teams have 2.
Who has 2?
There's actually a handful. We have more, and I mean your Portland Trailblazers.
Our.
The editorial we.
What?
The royal we. Yeah, what? We have 8. Okay. The Miami Heat have 5.
Huh.
So Brooklyn has 2. Charlotte has 3. Chicago 3. Indiana 1 more than us at 9, which is interesting because Indiana just went to the NBA Finals. It tells you what people think of them.
They also just lost Tyrese Halliburton
That's
for
true.
The year.
Miami 5.
Who did Miami sign? Did they sign somebody? So they still have Bam, right?
Yeah, they still have Bam. They still have Tyler Hero.
I thought they traded Hero.
No.
Did they not?
No, Hero's still there.
He's been out there as a potential trade candidate.
Forever.
They got Andrew Wiggins.
No one wants him. Oh, that's right. What was that trade?
Because Jimmy Butler going to the Warriors.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So New Orleans has 2. Zion's fat again, by the way, if you haven't seen that. Phoenix 9, 1 more than us. Sacramento 9. Toronto 2. Utah 2. Washington 2.
Washington?
Yeah.
You know who plays for them?
Yeah, they made a bunch of trades at the deadline.
Siege.
Oh yeah.
Siege is out there in Washington now.
Boy.
Where careers go to die.
Yeah. Unfortunately. So Portland's sitting there at 8. You know, it's...
I have them 65-17.
That does seem like a lot.
And I'll tell you why in our next segment. But I teased Michigan hasn't learned its fate yet. And I'm serious. They haven't learned their fate with the Spygate thing yet?
No, there was a thing today saying that the decision is near.
It's tomorrow. Apparently there's a... I had no idea. I thought this was all done and gone.
I thought it was done too, man. I really did.
So now they're saying the NCAA... one sec. The NCAA
nearing end.
Committee on Infractions long-awaited ruling in the Michigan Advanced Scouting case will be publicly announced Friday.
Yeah.
They will hold a news conference early Friday afternoon to detail the findings. It could mark the conclusion of one of the most explosive, strange, and controversial cases in the long history of NCAA enforcement. I guess that's, you know, now that I think about it, it's true, because Harbaugh got punished.
Yeah, Harbaugh got punished.
But the school never really did.
And he left. I guess they kind of did because they punished themselves, but...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and Charlie Baker, who's
maybe that's why we thought that it was done?
I think so. I think the idea... And they came to an agreement to stop any further... But that was from the Big Ten. Michigan said, hey, we'll take our medicine, no more investigation. But that was from the Big Ten, not the NCAA. But we know they're not going to take away the national championship. Charlie Baker, who was the president, came out and said when they won the championship that they won it fair and square. So I would assume that when the president says that they're not going to take away the national championship.
So probably like probation.
I would assume.
Something.
Maybe something like where you have to have, you know, maybe a reduction in recruiting visits or something like that. But I can't imagine that after all of this, there's any sort of real teeth coming.
Well, there
when's the last time the NCAA actually did anything to anybody?
Well, they tried to punish the crap out of Penn State.
Yeah, that didn't last.
And then they backtracked.
Yeah.
USC, maybe?
USC was the last one.
But they charged him with 11 violations, 6 of them level 1, which is the most serious.
So
that's pretty, that's pretty hefty.
Yes.
Like, we haven't seen that level of, that number of level 1s in any one case.
Yeah.
Like, that signifies that it's...
Something.
It's the most serious that's ever come across their desk.
So Harbaugh got punished twice, basically, for it, and then they agreed no more. Sharon Moore, they suspended him. Remember, Sharon Moore got punished because he got rid of text messages. There was like 50 text messages that he deleted and was like, oh, I don't know. Connor Stallions can't coach anymore. He's been banned. So, I mean, unless you're, again, literally talking about taking away wins, taking away a national championship, which doesn't sound like they're going to do. I mean, I suppose you could have some sort of bowl game postseason ban on them. But again, that seems like that would be a bit much. But
what happens to your Michigan bowl game bets, Michigan to make the playoff bets?
I'm guessing they just scrub those. I'm guessing that's a no joy sort of situation. But He is going to miss, Sherrod Moore will miss a handful of games this year. He's going to miss games against Central Michigan and the Big Ten opener against Nebraska. So he still has to get his punishment, and then we'll see what happens. But yes, I kind of thought that this had run its course, and I knew Sherrod Moore was going to be punished. I'm a little surprised that, much like you, this is still happening. But this happens quite a bit where stuff just kind of goes away. Think about it. Florida State had their big scandal. Minnesota had a big scandal. North Carolina had a big scandal. Tennessee had a big scandal. Baylor had a big scandal. And with the exception of coaches that had to leave because of that, you know, Art Briles eventually took the fall for that. But no one in those other schools ended up getting fired. It all just kind of went away. Remember Miami had the Shapiro, their booster that actually got arrested, and he was paying for, he was paying for hookers and
abortions.
Aren't
we still waiting on the investigation conclusion to that?
I think it like went away. Louisville had theirs with Patino. Remember, it turns out that he had an assistant coach that was literally paying a mom and daughter to be prostitutes for the team and recruits, and that just kind of disappeared. I honestly feel like the NCAA just drags these things out so far that we just kind of forget about them, and then occasionally we're like, oh, yeah. And then there's no teeth to any of them, so no one really cares. You get a slap on the wrist like 2 years after the fact, and we all move on.
All right, well, maybe that will happen tomorrow. I don't know.
I will be... You mentioned there's 8 of these serious violations.
Six.
Do you have any sort of belief, if you were a betting man, that there will be significant punishment?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding me? Later, we'll talk about the new federal probe that they're touting. Have you seen this?
No. What are we doing with the feds?
Well, this will be later in our show, but there was a big article today about how the feds have come out and said they're about ready to indict on a college gambling probe that involves Southern schools. And just like the last time they came out and were like, you just wait. They are saying it's going to be huge. And believe me, this reporter does not think it will be huge. Wake me up when something big happens. And it won't.
There
you won't
was
be waking me
from
up.
The FBI that literally had a press conference that said, we know who you are. We know your game plan. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
You better own up to it now. And like assistant coach for Auburn got in trouble.
Yeah. You know who took the fall? You know who he was talking about? The third assistant on Oklahoma State's basketball team. Okay. What a nothing burger.
It was.
And so is this one.
Sean Miller at Arizona. Everyone was like, oh, and then we kept coaching. Will Wade is like, what? I'm fine.
Will Wade's coaching again.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys lost their jobs, but I mean, dude, that was not a takedown, and neither will this be, and neither will the Michigan. it's all a joke.
The only thing with the gambling may be different because unlike the other stuff, which is involved in recruiting and all that crap, which is, you know, it's shady and it's underhanded. The gambling thing that may actually have some prison. I mean, in theory, you could get people.
That's
if
what
they
you said last time.
I know.
Come on, man.
In theory.
So that'll be later. Blazers schedule, what does it all mean? Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. And it is the schedule of the NBA released. And boy, was it exciting.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
I mean, I don't know what you were doing, but I was just sitting there hitting refresh and refresh and refresh.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Me and Danny were texting each other, wondering, you know, how's this thing going to open? And debating back and forth. We had a real good vibe going, and then it came out, and I'm not going to lie, I got aroused.
Yeah, 20 minutes before it came out, I learned that the Timberwolves were the home opener.
But you didn't say anything, though, right?
Well, no, but no. I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, you knew.
So the Timberwolves are the home opener.
Actually, the
I'm
opener?
Reporting.
The first, like, eight games are kind of rough. It's a tough start.
I have to call out Casey Holdall. He lied.
You son of a bitch. Listener, by the way, Casey Holdall.
He said that, I think he works for the Blazers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he said that they travel the most miles of any team in the NBA at 51,000.
Fake news?
No, I think that's real news, although I couldn't quite, I couldn't find that one. But I did find the total number of back-to-backs.
Yeah, he did say on here, 51,000 miles traveled, most in the NBA.
But he also said the Blazers have the most back-to-backs at 15, and that is just simply not true. He is lying to you. He is lying. He owes you. He has a responsibility to be better than that.
He has a responsibility to be more responsible.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Although he did weigh in yesterday and tell us those skinny traffic cones can be called bollards.
And he also let me
know. So we're even.
And he also let me know that the Blazers indeed have a male dancer named Joe, and he's fantastic.
Great.
Casey full of all kinds of information, except this piece of information that apparently is incorrect. Someone has more than 15?
You just can't trust state-run news.
No.
So five teams have 16 back-to-backs.
What are we doing here, Casey?
The Blazers are tied for second with 15.
Yes.
Back-to-backs.
So they do have a stretch in January with three consecutive.
Well, that's what Casey says. I don't know if that's true. I got to go double check.
51,000 miles traveled, most in the NBA, and the longest road trip. There's a couple of them. Five games, 9 days, and the longest home stretch is also five games. And there's two of those.
Great.
If you're looking at that.
We also have Anthony Simons coming back to town. Mm-hmm. You remember that guy?
I do remember that guy.
He's a former Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here with his Celtics on December 28th.
15 of the first 24 on the road. 7 of the last 10 at home. So, and those first eight, it could be a little rough out of the gate. I got to go pull those up. Timberwolves, Warriors, Clips, Lakers, Jazz, Nuggets, Lakers, Thunder. That's a tough 8-game stretch.
On paper, sure is.
To start. I mean, the only one.
I don't think they've really seen Scoot, though, have they?
Well, I think they've seen Scoot.
Oh. Like the new Scoot?
Well, no, not the new Scoot. But the only one
I'm
in there.
Go to that lake.
The only one in there where you will be favored is Utah.
Are they 1-7?
I don't think 1-7, but we know this.
The tank is on?
The Warriors, or not the Warriors, but the Blazers play hard, and we know early in the season in the NBA, all you have to do to win games is play hard because half of those teams won't.
Bro.
So.
7-1.
Look.
What a league.
What a league. What a league. So it's a tough start.
So Simons comes here on the 28th. The very next day, Cooper Flagg is here.
No. Oh.
Because, you know, he plays for Dallas.
He does play for Dallas.
So those guys will be in town on back-to-back nights. The Blazers, that game, by the way, the Mavs game, will be one of six Blazers games on NBA on NBC. Mm. Don't forget, the NBA is moving to NBC.
I know, which will be strange.
And Amazon Prime.
Well, and Peacock.
And Peacock.
And ABC and ESPN still. So you will get NBA primetime games on ABC, ESPN, Peacock, Prime, and NBC.
And the TNT show, the NBA on TNT, Chuck and those guys will still do it, but it'll be on ESPN.
And the Blazers play on Prime the day after Christmas. Mm. They do not get a Christmas game.
No.
But they are home for Christmas, so you guys can all give them presents.
Oh, that's fun. Well, you know, a lot of people like going. Like, we usually go up to, the last couple of years, we've been in Canada, and we watched a nice little hockey game on Christmas Eve or Christmas. So that could be a fun little...
Clippers.
Yeah, something to do.
Clippers
over
here.
Over the holidays.
Amazon Prime. Yeah. December 26th.
I saw, just as I'm scrolling through, different fan bases are pissy about things. Chicago, we mentioned the Bulls have three... the Bulls have three primetime games, and two of them are streaming only, and none of them are at home. So if you want...
Why are they upset about that? Their team sucks.
Yeah, but if you want the team that apparently the NBA thinks is the least relevant team, it might be the Chicago Bulls. And I think the point is the Bulls fans are a little uppity about that because that's a great franchise at one point.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, what was that, 30 years ago?
It did seem to be a while ago.
Dude, yeah. What the hell have they done?
Yeah.
Well, get over yourself. What are you, a Mariner fan?
the Reinsdorf, it's not going great over there. Yeah, three national TV games, two of them streaming only, and none of them are at home. So, you know.
When was the last time you watched the Bulls play basketball?
It's been a while. It's been a while. Remember they had the baby, like, what was that, 20-some years ago? Remember they had, like, Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler, and they were supposed to be good? There was the baby Bulls, and since then, it's just been a lot of, like, dah.
Can you name one Bull?
Yeah, Zach LaVine.
I think they traded him.
He went to Sacramento, and I don't know if he's still there.
Yeah, he got dealt.
Kobe White, that point guard out of North Carolina, I think he's there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. You feel good about that?
I do.
Mm. No, he is there.
Okay. LaVine got dealt.
Is Lonzo Ball there now?
Lonzo Ball. Josh Giddey.
Oh.
Zach Collins of former Blazers.
Zach Collins is there?
Yeah, he plays in Chicago now.
The hell out of town.
The Windy City.
How about that?
Messing up his hair.
Yeah. Then that's it?
Well, I'm trying to look for other guys that I know. Nikola Vucevic.
Vucevic? I think he's trying to get out of there, though. I think
he's trying to sign in Europe.
He's like literally threatening to go play overseas, right?
They're like, you're under contract here. He's like, yeah, but I don't want to play.
He's like, I don't want to play here. He's like, I want to go play like in Lithuania.
Greece. Yeah,
that's how bad it is.
Trey Jones do anything for you?
Someone asking if Judd Bushler is there.
I think he is.
NBA champion.
Sits courtside.
Bill Wennington.
Bushler. So no matter how bad it gets in Portland,
that team sucks.
You could be the Chicago Bulls.
Kevin Huerter.
Who?
That's that redhead kid.
Ronald Threasley.
Yes, Ronald Threasley. Do you know what that means, Big Sook?
Ronald Threasley?
Think about it.
Well, I'm assuming.
You've seen the movies.
What?
Harry Potter, Ronald Weasley.
Oh.
Both redheaded. He shoots three-pointers. Oh. He's Ronald Threasley.
God's sakes.
Isn't that hot?
No, that's not hot. But, all right. There's some random hot Bulls.
I love the NBA, man.
Do you?
I can't get enough.
You're just itching
for it. God, what a league. All right. What's up with old Leadfoot? That's coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Myles Garrett's back in the news.
What keeps the planet? Yeah, he's got an issue.
Yeah, I don't really understand this one because
it's hard to break because guys that are like this tend to stay like this.
Yeah, that doesn't really. It just doesn't compute with me because it's like one of those deals that seems so easy to change.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how this is uncontrollable, but apparently for some people it is. And it is Myles Garrett speeding.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, look, is it the worst thing in the world?
Well, he did flip his Porsche once and get hurt and miss a game, so.
Yeah, but look at him. I mean, the man, survive anything.
If anyone is going to survive a flipped Porsche, it is Myles Garrett.
He doesn't even care he flips his Porsche.
If you went into a lab and had to create a football player, you would create Myles Garrett.
He was pulled over for going 100 miles per hour on his way home from the team flight when the Browns got back from Charlotte the other night.
Mm-hmm.
He got another ticket.
Yes. And he's got a bunch of them.
This is his sixth.
Yeah.
Since he was drafted.
Yeah.
So.
Not including the flipping of the Porsche. So he's got six excessive speeding tickets, one self-imposed, or I guess self-inflicted serious crash that cost a game. And he did say after the Porsche thing that he was going to correct this, but apparently he's not correcting
it. That's another weird, it's a decision.
Yes. It is a decision.
And you're not dumb. He's not a dumb guy.
No, he is not. He just...
Not a hard decision.
No.
Weird.
Well, some of it is stop driving Ferraris. Like, if you've ever been in one of those cars, I do think it's a lot harder to speed if you're driving a...
2014 Subaru Outback?
Yes, as opposed to a Ferrari.
Gold?
Yeah, gold. Yes. I think if you were in a Ferrari, you might be a little more inclined to put your foot on the gas. So maybe an SUV, although those can go real fast too. I don't know. My car has a speed limit button on it. where you can hit it and it won't let you go over the speed limit.
Really?
You could, yeah, you could have that. Self-driving car, perhaps. I was going to say like a nice EV, but those things go real fast. He's a lead foot.
He's with Chloe Kim.
I don't know. Is he?
That's what one of our texters said.
I'm not aware of that.
They said that they'd be speeding to get home to Chloe Kim, too.
Mm.
She's the skier.
Yeah. Stefanski did say that it was extremely disappointing. He said he's like, you know, dude, you almost died once. Can we, you know, or you run into the Henry Ruggs thing. And now Garrett and none of these has been drunk, which is, you know.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good.
That's good.
By the way, she's a snowboarder, not a skier.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shredding that half pipe.
Shredding that half pipe. Yeah, she was a big deal at the Olympics. She became like a star. Yeah. And are they together?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it looks like they're dating.
In fact, she supported him at Brown's practice today.
Mm.
After this.
By doing what?
After the speeding ticket. Oh, you know, being there after a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Now, you guys watching Hard Knocks at all?
No, I'm not.
I have watched a little bit of it just kind of on in the background. Still gets me a
lot of Josh Allen. It gets me every time.
Can we make a bold statement here that maybe it's Chloe Kim that should be grateful going home to Myles Garrett?
Boy. Wow.
Look.
Wow.
Chloe Kim is a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
And I love my Asians.
She's cute.
Myles Garrett? Come on. Myles Garrett
Who do you think's on par with Myles?
Myles Garrett, if we are doing an objective...
Are you attracted to Myles
handsome,
Garrett?
Well,
he's
we
objectively
all?
Handsome, and he's one of the best physical specimens you could
That's
possibly
all I'm saying.
See.
He really is.
If
like...
we are doing an independent ranking, 1 to 10, because we're like, well, I'd be racing to get home, and, you know, oh, he should feel so lucky. I think Myles Garrett's the more attractive of the two. Am I wrong?
You might not be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know that I can argue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is...
yeah, that's a different...
But he's probably a huge pain in the ass.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Well, he likes to drive real fast.
All high tea and
like, if you were going to do steroids. Like... If you were doing like a black Superman, like, it's like, well, there you go.
You know what he should do is he should talk to Deion Dawkins of the Buffalo Bills and do some drifting, Myles Garrett should. Because that's what's been going on Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
and then you can get your yayas out with all the speed.
You're right, though. He is Black Superman. Boy, yes. if you were going to create a Black Superman,
yes.
just go find Myles Garrett.
Like, we need a new Black Panther because, God, what's his name? The guy passed away. Cancer.
I know who you're talking about. Names on the tip of my tongue.
Why can't I think of his
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. So they don't. They need a new Black Panther. Hello? You wouldn't even need to puff up the suit. Just throw some spandex on Myles Garrett. And then get him to slow down a bit. But yeah, guys that tend to be lead-footed guys, they're lead-footed. And Ferraris don't help.
Chloe's only 25.
And I think Garrett's, what, 28, 29?
He's 29.
I'll tell you what, they should go halfsies on a fetus, and that kid will end up being the greatest athlete known
you
to man.
You ain't kidding.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, like, the thing...
Having a baby is not good enough. Go halfsies on a fetus.
Halfsies on a fetus. Yeah, Myles Garrett, just, we need to probably not be in the Ferrari anymore.
I saw Myles Garrett on, was it Hard Knocks the Browns were on?
So
the Bills are on Hard Knocks this
Bills
year.
The Bills are on Hard Knocks. I have yet to see it.
Was that, didn't they do like an AFC North in-season Hard Knocks?
Is that last year.
Yeah,
Myles Garrett was on there.
Yeah.
And he seemed like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, by all accounts. He seems like a good dude when he's not trying to kill someone with a helmet.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. Yeah. Mason Rudolph still missing half his head after that.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, he just seems like a good dude. He's a good, you know, I don't know. He's probably not, but he seemed it.
I don't know. I've never heard
anything
about
him. You know, the cameras come around. Like, the new Hard Knocks is the same as the old Hard Knocks. There's nothing special about it at all. As a matter of fact, it's pretty boring. But Josh Allen is in it a lot, and it's pretty interesting to watch.
I found myself more impressed with Sean McDermott than I expected to be.
Oh, me too. You're so right about that.
Like, he's
Sean McDermott's
not
awesome.
Amazing, but you're like, oh, okay. I get what people see.
He's a leader. Yeah, like, that is so true. I think that's the coolest thing about Hard Knocks is oftentimes you can get a glimpse as to what the coaches are really like.
Sure.
Other than what we see in interviews or on the sideline.
Yeah.
And I thought last year John Harbaugh kind of came across as like, kind of preachy and like not that, I don't know. He just didn't seem as Harbaugh-y as I thought.
Sure.
You know?
Mike McDaniel came across as too kind of laid back and.
Yeah, he's a goober.
Yeah.
And then Buck is so right. Sean McDermott, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's a good leader. He's a very serious man.
Remember, he's the one that was trying to make the 9/11 reference that one time.
Yeah, he did.
Assistant, he was trying to make a comment about leadership and saying even those guys probably had good teamwork and leadership.
Yeah,
going
which
on.
You know, you should probably avoid the leadership teamwork aspect of terrorists. But I see those monkey bar videos. Let me tell you what, those jihadists, those guys, real disciplined out there on those monkey bars. Probably not. What you want.
You know Sean McDermott plus 3,800 to be coach of the year?
Really?
3,800.
Boy.
Meaning if you bet 100, you'd win 3,800.
Boy, that's a great bet.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Why I saw that the other day. I shot that at the Buck. I'm like, what the hell is that about?
I don't know why. You're going to get into a whole thing on me here.
Well, let's start it now. Can we go?
Yeah, we can go
we
next.
Have to take a break. We have
the Bills thing I don't get.
What do you mean? You don't think they're good?
No. Believe me, I have been on the Bills, and this goes back to last year, and we're doing it again this year. Plus 3,800. We refuse to acknowledge.
Well, but wait, before you, I'll give you some context on that. First of all, I looked up the past coaches of the year, and they're usually not the best teams. They're usually the coach of the team that was expected to do nothing and went 8-8 or something. Yeah. John Harbaugh, for reference, plus 5,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're expecting them to win a bunch of games.
Ravens and Bills, maybe the two best teams in football, but they're basically saying. Yeah. You know,
it's
good luck winning coach of the year.
It's going to be, you know, you're right.
They'd have to get through a bunch of injury or really unique circumstances for people
or go undefeated.
Yeah, sure.
It's like Minnesota comes out of nowhere last year, and there you go.
There's always something like that. But like the odds-on favorite, if you want to know, is Mike Vrabel. They think Vrabel's going to turn around the Patriots.
But it's the idea like last year where they got rid of like Stephon Diggs and like the people were like, oh my God, the Bills. The Bills are just the Bills are really good, and it's Josh Allen and a bunch of really solid supporting casts. And yet we love to do that. You don't have a star receiver, or we don't have a defender that we all love and bloviate over, a la Myles Garrett.
So can we launch into it next? You just ran right through the stop sign. You're like, I'm just gonna.
Yeah. How about this? The Bills were good last year. They're going to be good again this year.
They definitely
just give the Bills and Sean McDermott some damn respect.
And watch Hard Knocks. It's a pretty good show, and you get to see Josh Allen. I tell you what, that guy's a stud, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's a little slice of All-American pie.
Sure is. All right. We'll be right back with Hour 2 of the program next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.